A study by trauma surgeons at Dartmouth-Hitchcock Medical Center looked at the effect that wearing a helmet while skiing or snowboarding has on injuries. As one might expect, the research found that helmet use does reduce some types of injury, but it also found that serious head injuries actually went up with helmet use. Well, here to talk about what they found are two of the study's authors, surgeons Dr. Ilya Porter and Dr. Andrew Crockett. Can you describe the study itself to us, and where did the data come from?
Thank you so much for having us. And we just want to start by saying that we do endorse helmet use. So the background to our study, we've been looking at ski and snowboard trauma at Dartmouth for a long time. And what we were finding anecdotally is that even though helmet use had doubled in our region, we weren't seeing the same reduction in trauma and specifically in head injuries. So we decided to look at that more formally. And so what we found, like you said, is that, you know, helmets do protect against some injuries, which is great. They protect against skull fractures and cervical spine injuries. But at the same time, they have limitations. And in our population, which is severely injured patients who are evaluated at a trauma center, we found that helmets were not protecting against more serious head injury, like intracranial hemorrhage or a brain bleed.
People might find it surprising that the incidence of severe head injuries did seem to go up with the helmet use. Was there any indication in these studies about why?
I think that a lot of it goes back to the kind of patients that we're seeing at Dartmouth-Hitchcock. We see the patients that really are the most significantly injured. So a lot of the people that will fall and break a leg or twist an ankle or do something like that will typically be treated at a regional hospital near the ski slope. The patients that we're seeing are the patients that have really undergone a significant traumatic force. They have crashed into things. They've fallen from jumps or other ski lifts. And those patients are the ones that we typically are the ones that we're caring for. So the why is a tough question to answer. And just looking at our numbers and anecdotally, the best solution is just that despite the use of helmets in the patients that we've seen at our facility, they have basically received so much traumatic energy that the helmet hasn't proven to be as effective as we would like.
Well, Dr. Porter, let me ask you this. From hearing what Dr. Crockett just talked about, you know, some of these very severe head injuries, could it be that people who do wear helmets think perhaps that they have that protection on their head? So maybe they're willing to take more risks, go a little faster, engage in some activity going downhill that could result in a more serious head injury.
To echo Dr. Crockett, I don't think our data can specifically answer why this is happening. But what we did find from our study is that patients who were helmeted were more likely getting into high-energy impacts. So specifically, they were more likely to hit a tree. They were more likely to fall from great heights as compared to unhelmeted patients. And so from that data, we can, you know, create the hypothesis, like you said, that perhaps, you know, patients who are getting into these major traumas and ending up at our center who are helmeted, perhaps they have a false sense of security when they're wearing a helmet and they're skiing more recklessly or outside of the, you know, their capabilities. This study just looked at alpine skiing and snowboarding, but we hope to in the future look at helmet use across all sport-related trauma and also on a national level.
And was there anything that first responders, medical professionals should be doing differently based on the research, based on the study you did?
That's a great question, and I hope that's a big takeaway from our study, that ski helmets have limitations. Just like seatbelts, at certain speeds, certain impacts, they're not going to be able to protect you. And so our main message is that for people who triage injured skiers, that could be parents, ski patrol, that could be other medical professionals at regional hospitals, just because a patient is helmeted does not mean that they did not suffer a severe head injury. Formally evaluating patients, sending them to a trauma center if there's any concern for intracranial injury is important.
Dr. Crockett, what about further research on this issue? I think you both mentioned that you do want to study this more. What are some of the other questions you may still have about this kind of research?
Well, because we were so surprised by the outcome of this result, it really goes against even the teaching that we espouse to our own children. My children ski with helmets. The future directions that we would like to take this is to, first and foremost, we're in the process of looking nationally to see if this bears out beyond our single institution, which will help give a little credence to the fact that this may be a broader topic of conversation in the industry regarding the breadth of the phenomenon in general. After that, I think that some of the questions we really need to start asking is what leads to certain behavior or risk-taking behaviors, or are really get to that why that we were discussing earlier. Why is it that we're seeing these intracranial injuries? Is it because that every time somebody straps a helmet on their head, they think this is the panacea and they are now protected and they go and do things that they otherwise would never do? The answers to those questions are going to be phenomenal, but I dare not speculate at this point.
Dr. Ilaiah Porter and Dr. Andrew Crockett are surgeons at Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center, co-authors of a study on helmet use and injuries. Thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mitch. It's been a pleasure.